searching our innermost being. You may have hurts, pains, and wounds that have never been healed. And in the quietness of the moment, at a time we stop and consider the majesty, the wonder of an almighty God. We feel the pain, the hollow eyes, the wounded hearts.
I thought Sister Sandra was here. Mama, did you drive yourself
Jeremiah
tonight? She got on her Stevie Wonder glasses
the Lord
tonight.
Appeared, and he said these words, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. I will build you. You will be rebuilt. Those things that have knocked you down, that have torn your world apart, your walls, they lay shattered and fragmented. But it is the love of the Father that's able to take and rebuild again what he desired. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. His love is unfailing. Unfailing love. And he desires to hold you and call you a son, call you his daughter.
Okay.
You've been adopted.
All right. Well, praise God. Why don't you just stand up right where you are? Is Jesse on out there? Oh, give us a good mix, Crystal. Somebody say, great and mighty is he. Say, great and mighty is he. Oh, y'all can do better than that tonight. Let's do this. Praise God. Here we go. I think. I hope. Number 108. Mighty is he, great and mighty is he, clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor, great and mighty is he, great and mighty is he, great and mighty is he, clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor, great and mighty, great and mighty, great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he, clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty is he, great and mighty, great and mighty is he, great and mighty is he, clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty, let us lift his name, let us lift his name on high, celebrate his grace. For he has redeemed our lives and he reigns on high. Well, great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty, great and mighty, great and mighty is he. Great and mighty, clothed in glory, clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and let us lift his name, let us lift his name on high, celebrate his grace. For he has redeemed our lives and he reigns on high. Great and glory, clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is He. Glory in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty. Let us lift His name. Let us lift His name on high. Celebrate His grace. For He has redeemed our lives. He reigns on high. Let us lift His name. Let us lift His name on high. Celebrate His grace. For He has redeemed our lives. He reigns on high. Let us lift His name. Let us lift His name on high. Celebrate His grace. For He has redeemed our lives. And He reigns on high. On high. Oh. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Oh, you can do better than that tonight. Say, thank you, Jesus. You're the light, You bring me joy. You're my shelter from the storm. You're my guide, You will provide. All my hope is in Your hand. You're the love here on my heart. Nobody, nothing take Your place. I want You more than riches and fame. I lift my hands, I praise Your name. You're the living waters. Let Your glory fall. You're my heart's desire. Hear me when I call. I've been waiting at the river. Come and touch a soul. So let the rain fall down like it did in the Emperor. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like You said You were. I'll do the things that should. So let the rain fall down like it did in the Emperor. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like You said You were. I'll do the things that should. Shine Your light on me. Shine Your light. Shine Your light on me. Shine Your light. Shine Your light on me. You're the light. Yeah, bring me joy. You're my shelter from the storm. You're my guide. You will provide. All my hope is in Your hand. You're the love, You own my heart. Nobody, nothing can take Your. I want You, I want You more than riches and fame. I lift my hands, I praise Your name. You're the living water. You're my heart's desire. I've been waiting at the river. Come and touch a soul. So let the rain fall down like it did in the Emperor. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like it said you would. I'll do the things that should. So let the rain fall down like you did in the upper room. Holy Spirit, come rest on me like you said you would. I'll do the things that should. Shine your light on me. Shine your light, shine your light. Shine your light. Shine your light, shine your light. Shine your light. Shine your light, shine your light. 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 Shine light on me. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you love the Lord with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind? Somebody say thank you, Jesus. How many of you feel like worshiping God tonight? How many of you feel like worshiping God? Hallelujah! What is it? Look at somebody and tell them, say, worship the Lord. Open that door for me, please. Say, worship the Lord. Open that door. Somebody say, worship the Lord. I don't think, grab somebody by their shirt collar and say, you better worship God.
Come on down. Yeah.
the Lord. Worship in the Spirit. Worship in the Spirit of the Lord. Free to live. Free to cry. Free to raise my hands up high. Answer in the Spirit. Worship in the Spirit of the Lord. Free to live. Free to live. Free to cry. Free to raise my hands up high. Worship in the Spirit. Worship in the Spirit. Free to live. Free to live. Free to cry. Free to raise my hands up high. Worship in the Spirit. Worship in the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. How many of you love the Lord tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I worship you. Let's sing it. Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like I worship you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah, we worship you, O Lord. Oh, glorify the Lord. And great are you, Lord. And greatly to be praised. You are merciful and righteous in all of your ways. You are high and lifted up. You're the God that's more than enough. You are a good God. And great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, and greatly to be praised. You are merciful. are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are merciful and righteous in all of your ways. You are high and lifted up. You're the God that's more than enough. You are a good God. Great are you, Lord. You are high and lifted up. You're the God that's more than enough. You are a good God. And great are you, Lord. You are high. You are high and lifted up. You're the God that's more than enough. You are a good God. And great are you, Lord.
Why don't you find somebody and love on them for a bit? All right. Just give somebody a hug. I tell you what, hug everybody in the room tonight. You want to play this for me real quick while I check that? Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Love you, brother. You're the God that's more than enough. You are a good God. And great are you, Lord. You are high. You are high and lifted up. You're the God that's more than enough. You are a good God. And great are you, Lord. Well, praise God. Give us some light in here. Come quickly. Glory to God. This would be a good time to pray in the Holy Ghost as you're preparing for the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Give us that. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Praise the Lord. What did we talk about this morning in church?
Salvation.
Salvation. How many of y'all are enjoying not to neglect salvation? Hallelujah. Let's not neglect. Look at somebody and say, God doesn't want you to neglect salvation. Oh, y'all are. Oh, say it one more time. Tell somebody that. Look at somebody and tell them those that you might think might end up neglecting salvation. Look in their face and say, you know you're not supposed to neglect salvation. You can't use what you abuse. I tell you what, you can't use what you abuse. And what you abuse, you will lose. Did somebody say amen? What you abuse, you will usually lose. Amen? Well, praise God. We talked about this. Let's go here. Let's go to Luke chapter 8, verse 12. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 8, verse 12. How many of you want to hold on to salvation and be able to pull from that salvation? Amen? I tell you what, look at somebody and say, listen, I'm not your Savior. Tell them that. Say, I'm not your Savior. I can't do nothing for you. Do I look like God? I didn't make you. I didn't start this thing. If I didn't start it, I can't finish it. I tell you what, it's Jesus that saved you and set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you want some salvation and you want some deliverance in any area of your life, you got to pull it from Jesus. Amen. Amen. And you're not going to be able to pull any anointing or any grace from anything that you abuse or neglect. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to know who you are and know who you're not. Amen. There are so many people that want to be the Holy Ghost. Amen. But I'm not the Holy Ghost, and neither are you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say he's a leader of the sheep, not the beater of the sheep. Somebody say amen. The Bible says my sheep hear my voice. Amen. Somebody say, so sheep hear. Goats are deaf. Amen. If you can't be led by the word, amen, there's nothing God can do with you. Amen. If you can't be led by the word, you got to be controlled. And God's not out to control people. Amen. He wants people that their heart is so pliable that the word alone, amen, will change their direction. Amen. So only speak the word, somebody said, and my servant shall be healed. Well, that's what God wants to do for the believer today. Amen. He wants to get to the point where only he's got to breathe the word out there and the people of God will hear it and be able to obey that word. Now let's go here. Those by the wayside are they that hear the word, then cometh who? After they hear the word, who comes? My. And taketh away the word out of their heart, unless they should do what? He takes the word, the devil takes the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and then be what? Well, that means that you gotta what? Believe in order to be what? So whatever you want to be saved from, you got to believe that God is able to do it. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So the devil is out to what? Steal your salvation. He doesn't want you to pull any benefits from your package plan. Amen. Now the word of God is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. And as you can discern this morning and all day long, the word of God goes out. Amen. To people. And to people's heart. Amen. But the devil is also out there trying to do what? Amen. The devil's trying to cause what? Any type of offense. Amen. He's out there to cause any type of offense. But those that are strong in the Lord and the power of his might, planted by the rivers of water, they won't be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about being saved. Amen. I got some things in my life I need to overcome. And guess what? So do you. And we're going to find out that the devil comes so that people would not be saved in any area. In healing, there are cases where people are believing God to bring healing to their body like we talked about this morning. Amen. God wants you to be saved from every one of your infirmities. There are certain people that might have cancer, disease, and all kind of sickness. They all kind of hang-ups. But God wants you to be saved from those things. Well, if you still got it, are you saved from it? No, you got released from it, but you still got it. And the word of God is being preached. Amen. Somebody say, your deliverance comes from the spoken word. The Bible said he spoke his word and did what? And healed every one of their diseases. So how does Jesus heal people? By the word of God. So immediately the devil, somebody say, you can expect the devil to come and steal the word. that the people won't be able to believe any good thing that God wants to do for them. Amen. And they could be saved. Because you're not going to be able to be saved unless you're able to believe. And you're not going to be able to believe unless you're able to hear. Somebody say hallelujah. We're going to talk to some people and say, listen, the devil's not going to steal one thing from me. I want total and full salvation in every area of my life. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says this real quick. Let's go here. John chapter 10, verse 9. My God. Tell somebody when the devil's trying to steal the word from them, people that don't catch a good word. We were saying this morning was so good, one that you never want to miss. Amen. But the devil's not after your attitude. The devil's after your salvation. He didn't want you to be saved from you. He likes to keep you boxed up in a corner somewhere where he can do whatever he wants to do. Amen. He doesn't want your faith developed. He doesn't want that. Glory to God. He doesn't want you set free. He wants you sick and destroyed. He wants you gropey. Amen. He wants you bitter. Amen. He wants you sick. He wants you dead. But he's only able to do that if he can keep you from the word of God. Hallelujah. And if he can keep you from the word of God, he'll keep you from what? Your full salvation. There are a lot of things that people don't even know they're saved from. Hallelujah. People deal in all kinds of stuff. You know what? My life has gotten so much better when I found out in the word of God, the Bible said he will deliver me from the strife of men. Somebody say, praise God. Well, I didn't know that I didn't have to deal with that stuff until I found it in the Word. Somebody say, I got a covenant promise that we don't have to deal in any degree of strife whatsoever. We can release ourselves. Somebody say, and don't even meddle with it. Somebody say, hallelujah. Well, you wouldn't know that unless you heard the Word, amen, and have your faith developed in that area. Hallelujah. Glory to God anyhow. John chapter 10, verse 9. The Bible says, listen, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be what? Saved. Glory to God. And shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal. Somebody say steal. Kill. And destroy. Well, I tell you what. If you want to hang out with a thief, go on and let him do whatever he wants to do. Somebody say praise God. See, we got to get to the point to where we got to stop trying to be the Holy Ghost. We can teach the word, but after a while, people need to realize, amen, do you see the horns on that man? Amen. The Bible just tells it right there. Somebody say, well, if you don't think the devil is going to do you any harm, well, you go out and you go on a big date. Amen. Go out there for 6 months with them. Amen. They said that in the Bible, in the book of Romans. They said, listen, they've turned them over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh because they think that's a good person. Somebody say, go on and run with them. But you're going to find yourself, he's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. But Jesus came that you might have life and life more abundantly. Amen. God did not only call, listen, I tell you what, we need to tell people to run to Jesus with all their heart. Amen. I'm here to lead people to the good shepherd. Amen. Not beat them away from the devil. Amen. People got to hear the word. And the Bible says that the devil comes to do these things. Amen. And he will do these things if you let him do these things. Glory to God. But sometimes they will only find out that the word is true. Some people can't hear it. They got to feel it. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! What a liberty that we have in Jesus Christ. God is real. The enemy is real. There's a war going on. And if you're going to win this war and you're going to win this battle, you need to have on the whole armor of God. You need to take your salvation seriously. Jesus said it time and time and time again. Listen, the thief comes. Hallelujah. Somebody say, don't be hanging out with no thief. He comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am coming that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And it said, I am the good what? Dictator. He said, I'm the good dictator. He said, I'm the good warden. I'll just keep you locked up to make sure you don't get in trouble. Hallelujah. How many of you seen shepherds? Shepherds usually let the sheep go where? Where do they keep their sheep? Out in the pasture. It's not like a lion's cage, like a zoo. How many went to a sheepfold and saw the people all locked up? All the sheep locked up like lions and tigers and bears and all that other stuff.
So that's not how God treats his people. He leaves the door open so you can make up your mind. Amen. God wants to have you trained so you held yourself in confines by the word of God. Amen. If you want to get out there and jump off a bridge, he'll let you. Amen. If he can't keep you by the word, you can't be kept. He said, I'm the good shepherd. Hallelujah. That's what people need to learn about God. Amen. That he is the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Hallelujah. Now listen, let's go also to Acts chapter 2, verse 21. We're talking about how to take advantage of full salvation. Do you know you got more than what you can realize in this salvation? We haven't found it all out yet. Amen. Some people thought that being saved just meant you got to go to heaven. And that's all they sang about. In the sweet by and by, in the sweet by and by, we all get to go to glory. We all get to go to heaven. Then later on, around the 40s, they found out there was a full gospel. Amen. That in that salvation, you could be healed. Amen. You're free from all kind of sickness and disease if you learn to live in the word. Amen. Then you're not going to be able to walk and take advantage of that scripture, even though you're saved with it from it. Amen. You're not going to be able to take advantage of those things if you neglect the word concerning that area. Many people aren't able to pull full salvation in the area of healing because they've neglected their salvation in that area. How do you neglect salvation concerning healing? Reading healing scriptures. Confessing. I tell you what, if you don't read the word concerning healing, amen, and you go around confessing sickness and disease and letting your mouth run any way it wants to run, amen, standing this and standing that, I tell you what, that's a neglect of salvation. You got to care for your salvation that you'll be able to pull on it when you need it. Somebody say amen. How many want a dependent and abused child? How many mothers, when you get, now thank God that Jesus heals us and delivers us and sets us free. But if Jesus didn't get a hold of an abused person, you want to run because they snap. Well, you don't want to depend on a neglected and abused salvation. It's not dependable. You want to depend on a salvation that you've walked and watered in the word. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm tired of just living any kind of way. Amen. There's more to this thing. Amen. And if there's more that we're... Listen, if we're not receiving all the benefits of salvation, is God a liar? Absolutely not. God's not a liar. That salvation is still true. That salvation is still sure. Obviously, if there's a problem, I don't think the problem's with God. It's something in our life that we need to straighten out. Amen. Something in our confession we need to straighten out. It's something in our faith that we need to straighten out that we would be able to pull on full salvation. Hallelujah. Now listen, and it's Acts chapter 2, verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call, somebody say call, on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. That means whatever you're dealing with tonight, whatever thing you're facing in your life, all you've got to do is call on the name of the Lord who answers prayer. How many of you got a God that when you call him, he's right there? Amen. You get out there. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You got that dependency. All I got to do is tell Jesus about it. Well, what does that call means? The Bible says those that call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. That doesn't mean wait and live any kind of way you want to live. Then all of a sudden you get in trouble. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, my God. People do that all the time. Well, that's not necessarily what that means. You just crawl it out and scream it out anytime. That call means to live a life of worship and devotion. Amen. When you break that word down, call, that word is the same word for a decision to worship God. Hallelujah. Those that make a decision to worship God with all of their heart, all of their soul, and all of their mind, amen, they're determined to stay on there, amen, to call God in prayer. They will be saved. Those are the ones that are saved from every one of their diseases and everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen, Acts chapter 11, let's go here. How do we receive this full salvation? Now, some people get this thing all maxed up. Let's go to Acts chapter 15, verse 11. We're going to find out there are several things that are active in your salvation and you pulling from full salvation. But we believe that through the grace, hallelujah, of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Somebody say, saved by grace. Say it one more time. Saved by grace. Say it one more time. Saved by grace. Well, listen, you were saved by grace. You are being saved by grace, and you shall be saved by grace. What does that mean? Does that mean that, oh, he was just really nice and decided to save you? No, that means that there's a grace. There's a charismatic move of the Spirit of God. And when you break that word grace down, that word grace is charis. Or another word for charis would mean thankfulness or a flow of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A move of the Spirit of God. Amen. God's compassion, God's motivated force, a divine flow toward us is what saves us. Hallelujah. We are saved by the grace of the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, there are some circumstances that we get into in our life, amen, that grace, amen, we would have been swallowed up, amen, but a grace of God came in the room, amen. But an anointing from the Holy Ghost delivered us, amen. Somebody say, saved by grace. Many of us were so depressed sometime that we'd like to blow our head off, amen. But we were saved from that depression by the grace and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And there are a lot of people that need to be saved, but they don't know how to pull on the grace and the anointing of God. Somebody say, grace. Grace. There are a lot of people that want to be saved without the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost in action in your life. Amen. There are certain things we figured out. There are certain things you can only overcome by working certain parts of your salvation. I figured that I was talking to somebody. I said, listen, there are certain things in your life that only love in action will move. There are certain things in your life you can pray all you want to. You can pray all night long. You can pray standing on your head. You can pray rolling on the floor. But that circumstance won't change until you move in love in that area. There are certain things that won't change until you learn to open your mouth and speak boldly the word of God. There are certain things that won't change in your life until you get a better confession. Do you hear what I'm saying? But there are some things in your life, glory to God. There's some strongholds in your life. And there's some things going on that would only be changed by the grace of the Holy Ghost. For by grace we are saved. Hallelujah. I tell you what, there are some things that are so deep that the devil did to you, amen. Some wounds so heavy on the inside of your heart that a grace of the Holy Ghost can only move on, amen. I tell you what, the charismatic gifts of the Spirit are called graces. When this man was sitting there in that chair and all of a sudden he saw a light from heaven, that was a supernatural move of the Holy Ghost. That was a grace of God. He didn't have to do it. There are many things that God does not have to do, but he does it anyhow. Somebody say, grace of the Holy Ghost. Saved by grace. Hallelujah. You got to keep the door of God's grace open in your life. Keep a door open to the supernatural. Hallelujah. You can't walk dry all of your life if you want to be saved. You're going to need God's supernatural spirit moving in your life. Hallelujah. That word grace, somebody say charis. When you break, it means the divine influence. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. See, grace just means more amazing grace. How sweet the sound. But what is this grace? This grace, when the Bible says that God was so moved with compassion, amen, that he was moved with compassion, that was the grace of God in action. It means divine flow of the Holy Ghost. There were certain individuals, I tell the guys that we go out there, you know, when all of a sudden your heart just goes out to somebody and you don't even know why, it's the divine flow of God. That's the grace of God sent to save somebody. You can't make it without it. Hallelujah. We are saved by grace. It means joy, liberty, and pleasure as well. Listen, Acts chapter 16, verse 30. Thank you. I want to be saved. Fully saved. Amen. I want to walk like I walked last year. Amen. That's not salvation. People in the world can do that. Amen. It's time for us to go from glory to glory to glory. Change into his image. No longer the same. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 16, verse 30. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. So what do you got to do to take advantage of salvation? Amen. You got to believe God. You've got to be believing in God. And you're not going to be able to believe God. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And that supernatural hearing comes by what? The word of God. Amen. So in order for us to be saved, what do we got to do? We got to be believing in Jesus. That does not mean, of course, these people knew that there was a Jesus. Of course, they knew that there was a historical Jesus. And many people, see, Jesus is not like Santa Claus. See, many people want to call their faith just because they believe that there was a Jesus that walked somewhere. Amen. There were a lot of people that knew that Jesus existed. Amen. But that is not belief. Amen. See, that's our childhood faith. You know, do you believe in God? Yeah, I believe there was a man named Jesus one day. Well, that's good. The devils in hell believe that too. Those that were there, amen, those that hung him on Calvary's tree knew that there was a Jesus, amen, but they did not believe on him. They did not believe in him. What must we do to be saved? You got to believe in Jesus. You got to have developed faith in God, amen, for you to be saved. Hallelujah. There are certain things in our life that we're dealing with on a daily basis that God wants to save us and deliver us from, but we won't be delivered in that area until we develop our faith to believe God to do what he said he would do. So just believing that there was a Jesus one day is not what he's talking about there. If you believe in your heart, and somebody say, well, yeah, I believe that there was a man named Jesus that died and rose again. Amen. Well, that's just knowledge. Amen. But this belief is a little bit different. It means commit. Somebody say hallelujah. When I look up that word, somebody, oh, hallelujah. It means that belief means it, you believe it so much that you commit to him. Somebody say hallelujah. You're not believing in God until you commit to him. Amen. If you believe who he is, who he says he is, it's going to change your life and cause you to walk a little bit differently than you walked before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what being saved is all about. If you believe on the Lord Jesus, that means just because we believe him, we trust in him, and we walk a little bit differently than everybody acts like, than everybody else. Amen. Everybody sees, look, listen, you can turn on the arts and entertainment station, and they got little specials on historical Jesus. Amen. But that's not the belief he's talking about. I believe him enough that I obey him. Somebody say hallelujah. That's what he's talking about. Faith without works is dead. Those that believe God enough till he starts to alter your life and change your steps. Amen. That's the belief that Jesus is talking about. Amen. Those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Those that are committed to him. Amen. Those that are willing to endure to the end. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm just speaking in tongues all by myself. That's enough that we can close out right there. But it gets better than this. Amen. People been calling God on. Well, this is all that it is. No, it's all your little bit of faith can pull from. Amen. What you have revelation of, amen, is what God's able to manifest in your life. Hallelujah. So say, come on back, backslider, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Several ways that we can pull on this salvation and not neglect salvation. One way that we can not neglect salvation, that's by believing in Jesus and trusting in Jesus and keeping a solid commitment to Jesus. Amen. Another way, somebody say confession. By keeping the right confession. It's one way that we're not going to neglect our salvation. It's one thing to say, I believe this in my heart, and then you can say anything out of your mouth you want to. It doesn't work that way. Somebody say amen. Many people neglect salvation by running their mouth. Glory to God. Amen. Well, summer's always bad for me. Things are always go bad for me in the summer. I can't stand the summer. Oh, I got this. I don't know how I'm going to make it next week. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Somebody say neglecting salvation. You're not going to develop your faith that way. Things are getting worse all the time. I'm so nervous. Somebody say, glory to God. A proper confession. Amen. Will cause us to nurture and keep our salvation sure. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. I like what Marty said in her office. Things were looking a little bit challenged in her office staff one day. Amen. And it was looking kind of challenged. Other companies were coming in. It almost looked impossible. But the woman said they thought she was crazy. She stood up and she said, you know what? It does not matter because I know God and God is on my side. Somebody say amen. She confessed the Lord Jesus. She added Jesus in the picture. That's what a positive confession will do for you. Amen. If it weren't for the Lord on my side, where would I be? You want to be saved from your circumstance, add the Lord Jesus to your confession. Amen. Yeah, I would go under. Yeah, I couldn't pay this bill. But I confess the Lord Jesus Christ that he is God Almighty. He's able to handle it. Amen. That if you confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt and shall believe in your heart. Somebody say amen. Make a commitment to stand on the word. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Say what God says. Amen. And then commit on the inside. I don't care what happens around me. Glory to God. God's going to make a way out of no way. I'm committed in my heart. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. Amen. I'm moved by what God said on the inside of me. And he'll back it up. Hallelujah. I'm about to pull on full salvation here, glory to God, but we're not going to be able to pull on it until we learn about it. And shall believe in thy heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If God can raise Jesus from the dead, he can do anything. If God raised Jesus from the dead after 3 days, he can turn your situation around. If God raised Jesus from the dead, he can put the money back in the bank where it belongs. If God raised Jesus from the dead, he can make that sickness leave your body. If God raised Jesus from the dead, he can turn around any dead situation. If God raised Jesus from the dead, he can deliver nations, church, and have it be everything that God said it would be. Amen? He can handle it. And we got to have that kind of confession. Somebody said, that's the kind of confession I got. My God can do anything. I'm not afraid of anything. Even if it's dead, it'll come back to life again. Glory to God. Where we don't even fear death. Somebody say, amen. I like that message we preached over there in the House of Faith one time. It's not over. It's never over. You remember that message? Even if it dies, it's not over. God will call it back again. Hallelujah. It's never over. It's never over. Many people give up on stuff so quick. Well, that's it. That's it. It's never it if God said it's not it. Don't even let death say that's it. There have been many people that let their relatives die. Amen. And God said they should live. Glory, I say it's not over until God says it's over. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm going to wait it out till the end. Somebody say praise God. And even after death, God is there and he'll call life back again. How far will you go to let God bring something back to you? Glory to God and set it up again. Woohoo! Hallelujah. Bring it in. See, the death's got, after death hits demonic people and devilish people, that's it. But not for the believer, because we had a king named Jesus that went over to the other side and came back again. And ever since he came back, he can bring anything back with him. Hallelujah. Somebody say, that's the kind of confession we need. Somebody say, I never lose. Never go under. Hallelujah. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, glory to God, he can handle anything. And believe in your heart. Somebody say, I'm committed on the inside. Why are you still rolling? I'm committed on the inside. I got a God that rose from the dead. You will be saved, glory to God. You'll be saved from that thing you're dealing with. Woo-hoo. People that aren't afraid to believe God. Pulling on their full salvation. Somebody say, hallelujah. I'm saved from death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some things coming down the pike, but you got to have your faith develop. Say, hey, I'm saved from that. I tell you what, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went in the fiery furnace, they went in there and they shut the door and the fire came up. They said, I don't care. I'm saved from this in the midst of the fire. I'm saved from this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, it ain't nothing but a thing. They threw Daniel down in the lion's den. Glory to God. Lions all about. And some of us would say, oh, it's all over. Come on and get lunch. Glory to God. That's it. He let me down again. Glory to God. But even in the fire, even in the lion's den, glory to God. Hallelujah. He believed God. Amen. And God shut the lion's mouth and he came out. There's some things you got to learn. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, glory to God, you will fear no evil, for God is with you on the inside. You can walk through anything. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. People are afraid to cut it close. Glory to God. Don't be afraid to cut it close. Walk with God. Let it get tight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it's, ooh, glory to God. Somebody say confession. See, many people can't be saved because they can't be saved because they don't have that kind of confession. Your salvation will match your confession. There are many things that God wants to do for people, and then God said, I'm about to do it. Then he can't do it, amen, because their mouth's saying something else. You get what you say. Hallelujah, if you can't say something good, shut up. Hallelujah. Somebody say, see, and that's how we neglect salvation. Amen. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, you better confess. God knows, and he'll reveal it to me by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Say, I will not neglect my salvation with a negative confession again. I'm going to say what God says. Amen. I'm going to believe what God believes. Amen. And look what he did. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you what, Sister Denise, look at them boys sitting in church. That's salvation. When it looked like they were going the other way, amen, you didn't know what to do. God said, hey, honey, don't you worry about a thing. They're saved from that, amen. God save you from losing your seed to the ways of the world, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's salvation. You got to realize salvation is more than just going to heaven. Salvation is having your seed saved, mama. Every last one of them. Amen. I don't care where they are right now. God said it. You believe it and confess it, and it will be there. Hallelujah. Saved. There are certain people you can't do anything with. There are certain people you can't do anything with. They don't want to walk saved. They don't want to live saved. Amen. They don't want to act any kind. Amen. They got to pull on their salvation, not on yours. They got to stand on their faith. You can get them started, but they got to keep the ball rolling. Amen. Hallelujah. This is good tonight. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. Glory to God. Somebody say, I'm saved from what the devil's trying to do. I'm just excited about that. I think about your daughter out there, Tracy. Glory to God. You're saved from that. You're saved from that. Glory to God. You're saved from that negative report. Glory to God. God will turn it around. Give it some time. Look at your boys coming in. Glory to God. What did you do? Absolutely nothing but wait on God and confess the right thing, and he did it on his own. Hallelujah. Yes, confess it. Glory to God. Somebody say, if I don't neglect my salvation verbally, it'll come to pass. I'm baptizing these people in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm christening them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give it some time and wait on your salvation. God will come through. Wait out. Outstand the devil. It'll work. Glory to God. Somebody say, all of a sudden it'll be there. Listen, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth. Somebody say, with the mouth. Woo-hoo! Somebody say, with the mouth. Confession, listen. Confession is made unto what? Salvation. Now, if confession can be made unto salvation, confession can also be made unto damnation. So what are you talking yourself into? Huh? What are you talking? If you can confess your way unto the God's best and God's provision, that means you can talk your way into the worst that could anything that could ever happen. That's why you got to talk from the Holy Ghost. You got to talk from the Spirit of God. That's why you got to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because confession is made unto salvation. And if you continually run your mouth by every little thing that comes in your little crooked, wicked mind, do you hear what I'm saying? The Bible says that the mind of man cannot conceive the things of God. Amen. It's not here. You're not God. You don't know where heaven is. It's spiritually discerned. Amen. I don't want to hear every little thing that comes off everybody's crazy head. I want to hear the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Say, I will speak of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, not what I think about. You know, until you develop, glory to God, you're giving the change. Whatever you're feeling at the moment is what you're going to talk about. But the Spirit is always ready, amen, and always willing, amen. That's why you got to learn to confess salvation. Doesn't matter what your head is thinking at the time. Glory to God, just don't let your head have your mouth. Your head can go crazy. Glory to God. Be thinking on, the devil can be wearing your head out. That's all right. You just quote scripture. Amen. Don't let him have the mouth. Amen. It's the mouth that matters. Amen. You'll win the battle. Amen. Outtalk the devil. Confession. Somebody say confession is made unto salvation. And if confession can be made unto salvation, confession can also be made unto damnation. And there are certain people that say, you won't go visit that one, pray for that one. Absolutely not. They didn't talk themselves into damnation. What can I do? I can't change the book. They didn't talk them. They didn't preach themselves. Do you? If they didn't preach themselves into a mess for 6 months, do you think I can go there for 6 minutes and get them out of it? Hallelujah. Somebody say, you better watch your mouth. You talk yourself into anything, glory to God. That's why we got to talk the things of God, amen. That's why the Bible says, his praise shall continually be on my lips. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my lips, amen. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm not going to neglect my salvation in my mouth ever again. Hallelujah. That word confession means covenant, talk covenant. That word confession means acknowledgement, amen, acknowledgement of God, amen. So we are saved by our what? Confession. We can also be saved by the word. Somebody say by the word. Hallelujah. Somebody say saved by the word. Woo-hoo. Somebody say saved by the word. Saved by the word. Say it again. Here you go. Listen. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what you're doing tonight. That's what you're doing tonight. You're just calling on the name of the Lord. You're reverencing God. It means worshiping God. Amen. Being consistent in your worship. Amen. They shall be saved. How then shall they be, listen, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? Now this is after the second chapter of Acts. They're talking about people, listen, how shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? So they say, praise God. That means that people can't hear, can't be saved. Because you're saved by what you hear. I'm not talking about physically deaf people. People that can't hear in the spirit. Oh boy. Oh boy. You find a hard-headed person that can't hear the word of God. There are certain people that will die with cancer because they refuse to hear the word. Amen. There are some people that lose their families because they can't hear the word. When you're in a situation, glory to God, you better beat it to the door. You got to hear heaven. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. Listen, I'm not out here. I'm right in the word here. How then shall they call? You're not going to be able to call. Somebody say call means to sit in the place of worship. Somebody say glory to God. When everybody else is freaking out, you're still there. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're not going to be moved from worship. I'm not going to let pastor get to me. I'm not going to let Rex get to me. I'm not going to let anybody. I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. Nobody's going to chase me out of my place in God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to have that mindset. The Bible says, those that endure to the end. Endure what? Anything. I mean, you got to endure the coffee bar. Amen. You got to endure the football game. Somebody say endure. Amen. You got to endure people when they're happy. You got to endure people when they're not so happy. Amen. You got to call on the name of the Lord. You got to worship God. Worshippers are blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Not no wishy-washy people. If you can't stand in worship, you can't stand under anything. Just like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Listen, when you're always up and out, you're not going to produce any kind of fruit with God. How are you going to be saved by the word? How shall they call in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a what? Oh, come on. Y'all don't like, y'all, we might as well rip this scripture out of the Bible. I'm just going to sit at home and work this out myself. Amen. Well, you better rip that scripture out of your Bible. Glory to God. I don't care how big you are. Amen. I don't care how much you think you know, how spiritual you think you are. Glory to God. But God designed this thing that you've got to hear the preached word of the Holy Ghost. You never get too big to where you can't hear somebody tell you the right thing. Amen. God is always speaking and you need it. Your salvation depends on it. Glory to God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And glory to God, I'm just going to work this thing on my own. Well, you're outside of the word. God didn't call you to be out there on your own. Oh, blessed be Jesus. Hallelujah. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I'm going to know who said it. Y'all just going to have to take the Bible away. Give me another book to read or something like that. Amen. But it's time that people learn what's right. Somebody say, glory to God. You got to learn to eat them. You know, things will come and stuff will happen. You got to learn to get over it. Amen. You got to learn to discern the difference between the pastor and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Say, hey, look, I might not can stand him, glory to God, but I need the word of the Holy Ghost. You hear what I'm saying? There were times they couldn't stand the way that John preached out in the wilderness, but he preached anyhow. Amen. This ain't no human thing. This is the Holy Ghost thing that God set up. The Holy Ghost preaches this thing, glory to God. Don't you call those things that are spiritual common? You better get out beyond that. You don't know what you're messing with. Hallelujah. How then shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written. Somebody say, as it's written. Woo, glory. See, many people neglect their salvation in this area. Listen, they don't ever go in this way. As it is written, how beautiful. Glory to God. How beautiful are the feet of them which preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Somebody say, glory to God. Well, many people neglect salvation. They see preachers come. There he comes. There she come. There are many people you people minister to. They see you walking down the driveway. They mad because you're going to come with the right report. Amen. Amen. But your attitude affects your salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody said, you need to get saved. Hallelujah. I'm serious. You need to get saved. We need to get spiritual about this thing. Amen. You need to take people back to the word. You better get over it. Ain't nobody mad at us in here. Glory to God. Everybody's okay. Amen. Anybody fussing? Amen. Well, we're just talking the truth. You know, when people see me around town, people don't even go to the church. Amen. Got some attitude. Somebody say, you better watch it. You're saved. You want to get that blessing you want. Amen. You better say, here come Pastor Rod. How beautiful are the feet of those that bring good news. Amen. Whoever's preaching the good news. Somebody say, be glad to see him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woohoo. Bangaradilabubarabashandarahai. Hallelujah. That's just good teaching. Maybe we're going to start to get some people who walk like they're saved. Stop handling this spiritual thing. Listen. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith. Somebody say faith. That's what you're saved by. Saved by faith. Amen. Saved by grace through faith. Amen. Listen. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Sorry. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. And it tells you where you hear it. Somebody say, glory to God. Here's a minute, dummies, mad. Amen, getting all deceived. You ever seen people get mad and get all bitter and get all griped out and they're going to do their own thing? Amen, I'm just going, and you know what? The devil will get them in there. You know the devil does Bible study too? They get in there and they get all crazy and screwed up in their head, believing all kind of wild stuff just as off. Amen. It's not that complicated. It's not that hard. You don't got to get freaky about it. You don't got to get weird about it. It's not all that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Start to act that way. I feel that anointing coming back on, Brother Jesse. I feel that anointing, that original assignment. Somebody say, restore once again reverence to the house of God. Amen. Reverence to the kingdom of God. People play too many games these last days. Amen. I forgot all about that word. Glory to God. Amen. Be careful. Amen. How you just can't act any kind of way. My God, my God, my God. One day the power is going to come on. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved. Somebody say, you're saved if. Now this is the book, this is after. This is after Calvary. Somebody say, glory to God. My. See, people don't like, see, we allow somebody to preach us this devil's doctrine when we just play all kind of game. They taught them this here. He said, listen, you are saved if. Who doesn't have the word if in their Bible? Does anybody not have the word if? Why don't you circle that? Put a big circle around it. There are some things that you will be saved if. If you keep in memory. Somebody say glory to God. That means not neglecting the salvation in your head. You got to realize that the word of God will save you and deliver you and set you free. Don't neglect it. Don't lessen it. God's doing something in your life. God's doing something in my life. Don't get familiar about it. Don't neglect that thing. Listen, it said you are saved if you keep in memory. Some people don't get, lose out on their houses, lose out on their bodies, lose out on their businesses and all those areas because they forget stuff. Don't you remember what God said? Don't you remember the word that was preached? Why do you think we got that thing out there? Why do I have to take notes in church? Amen. So that we don't forget what God said. We just preached that 3 weeks ago. Didn't you hear Brother Copeland preach that 5 years ago? Hear Joyce Myers out there preaching and preaching and preaching how to stay out of this and how to stay out of that and how to walk right. And the things they're trying to preach you out of, you go walk right into it. Even though God gave you the word to stay out of it, that you might be healed. Listen, when they were there on the night of the Passover and they put the blood over the door, do you hear what I'm saying? As long as they stayed behind the door, do you hear what I'm saying? And stayed in the house, they were all right. But if they got crazy and stepped outside the door, they were in trouble. Listen, ye are saved if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you believe in vain. Now, I'm not just saying that's my message. That's the word preached unto you. There are certain things that you've heard preached unto you in this scripture, glory to God, that God's already saved you from, already delivered you from, and you could be out of that thing if you would only remember what God said. Nobody got to preach a new thing to you, glory to God, every time you go get in a rut. Somebody say, remember. Renew your mind with the word of God that you won't fall short when God. It makes me so mad when I see people, you covered stuff for months and for years. They've gone through stuff, and all of a sudden they get into it and act like they've not heard. Well, I didn't know that. Yes, you did. Oh, I got caught by surprise. No, you didn't. Hallelujah. a bad memory will forfeit salvation in certain areas of your life. There are certain things that you want to overcome, you want to be saved from. You just got to remember to shut up. Amen. There are certain areas of your life, amen, that you might want to overcome. You just got to remember to do the right thing. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't this good today? Isn't this good? Why? We want to endure to the end. I mean, when you have something taught to you, something preached to you, something God's given you a revelation inside of your spirit, he doesn't have to, the Spirit of God will bring it to your remembrance again, amen. But if you're one of them hard-headed ones you can't hear anyhow, amen, then I ain't going to tell you again. God wants to teach you new things. He wants to take you to higher heights. Glory to God. You're not retarded, flunking, and taking the same third grade again. Spiritual third grade again. Spiritual third grade again. All right. Shut up, Rod. Shut up, Pastor Rod. Shut up, Rod. Shut up, Rod. And here you are repeating the same grade when God wants to take you onto a higher level, into a greater glory. That's just a struggle with me. Glory to God. You should have killed that thing a long time ago. How many of you are ready to go on to something new? There's a whole lot of other mess in their life that God wants to work on. Glory to God. And here we're stuck on this other thing he's been trying to work out of us for 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years. Glory to God. There are many times the Holy Ghost just leaves us alone in certain things. Holy Ghost will minister to a bad attitude, minister to a bad attitude, minister to a bad confession, minister to a bad confession and get to the point and say, listen, they want to have it, let them run with it. Oh, yes. The Holy Ghost will leave you alone with some mess. Anybody ever seen somebody completely developed in one area of their life and another area of their life just to the pot? Why? They just decided they want to be blessed with spiritual third grade forever. So they stay right there. Look at me. There's some junk in your life and there's some junk in my life have yet to be revealed yet. As soon as you think it all together, God pulls another little shade up and says, you see this little thing here? Boy, am I glad I got over that. I got over that. And God will pull out a deep thing on the inside and say, hey, yeah, this needs to go too. Amen. Oh, yeah. And he'll do it again and again and again and again. There's some other stuff that God wants to work on. Do you hear what I'm saying? I flunked kidney guard. Isn't that a trip? How do you flunk kidney guard? I flunked kidney guard. Amen. Throwing sand in the sandbox. But there are a lot of Christians flunking kidney guard over and over and over and over and over again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Honey, you just take your little Tonka toy and you just rest right there and you can stay in this kindergarten as long as you want to. 72 years old with a big bow in your hair playing with all the little 5-year-olds. You know what I call Christians that won't grow? That won't grow up? Won't learn new things? Retarded. Retarded means their body just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Everything looked big, but they still stuck at 5 years old. They're still stuck at 6 years old. Been around church for 35 years, still acting like a spiritual 2-year old. I'm going to let you know a secret. Jesus doesn't have any retarded children. Do you hear what I'm saying? Catch it. They just see in the natural, they say they just retarded. Just forgive me, all this other stuff. Amen. Jesus didn't have no retarded children. Amen. You can grow if you want to. Amen. Many people trying to play retarded. They ain't retarded. They're just rebellious. Amen. Need to repent and get over that thing and go on with God. Amen. There are a lot of people trying to play spiritual dumb. Amen. You ain't that dumb. Glory to God. Anybody met people like that? I'm just little.
I don't understand all these things.
Let me tell you what. Jesus walked with them boys for 3 years. And after 3 years, they went and took the world. Jesse told Chris and Chan, listen, you know that the average disciple that Jesus walked to was their age? They weren't no old men with beards and all this other stuff. Them boys were about 14 and 15 and 16 years old walking with Jesus. He was giving them hard things to say and hard things to do. Come up here with all that mess. You sit around here for 6 weeks, you know better. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All you got to do is hear it once. Amen. We're going to take it again one more time. And think you fooling God. I didn't understand what he was talking about. I didn't get that. No, you were just, you chose not to listen. And you chose not to apply that to your life. You chose, amen, to, you know, not to get into this thing. Glory to God. I'm going to throw it up in God's face. Amen. Like the woman that went out there and turned to a pillar of salt because she chose not to listen. Say, don't you look back. Don't you look back. You look back, you're going to be in trouble. Oh, surely he's not going to put me in trouble. Amen. Don't look back. When you leave the city, don't look back. How many times they have to tell him? They didn't. And see, we expect, see, if he dealt with people like that back then, I'm sure the angel said it one time. I'm sure they didn't make it real clear. They didn't say, listen, if you look back, you're going to turn to a pillar of salt. They just said, listen, when you run, don't look back. Them boys been around for thousands of years, and that's how they deal, and that's how God deals. There are certain things. Listen, I'm going to tell you to do this once. Amen. I'm going to tell you once. You know you only have to have the gospel preached to you once. Once. And you qualify for hell. Jesus, you can't come yet. I'm not finished saving him. All they have to do is hear it once. Do you know you got some things in your life and all you got to do is hear it, preach to you once. Once. Woohoo! Hallelujah. Oh, Father. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he told me, then why did I tell you to do this again and again and again? Again and again and again and again and again. Whoa. Oh, hallelujah. Someone say crispy spot, greasy spot. See, don't you think God knows how to parent us and how to lead us and how to guide us? Anybody ever seen people walking with their kids through the mall? Now, Leroy, get off the wall. Come down off the wall. Come down from that fruit stand. Get down, you come on back. How do we feel when we see people that can't handle their stuff? I told you to come. I'm going to count to 10. And we think that's how God runs his kingdom. All the Christians just running around doing whatever they want to do. And he's saying, come on back. Y'all behave yourself now. Ain't it all American like a bunch of hoodlums? I believe you walk like that. That ain't mine. They think they're mine. That's not mine. Come over here. And then it's come. My sheep hear my voice. That little hard head thing, I don't know where he came from. We developed our own theology. I don't know where we've gotten it from. We've seen all these other hard-headed ones, and we say, well, that's just the way you do it. Okay, we'll get on to something better. We are also saved by the Holy Ghost. We are also saved by the Holy Ghost. We're saved by confession. We're saved by the preached word. But we're also saved by the Holy Ghost. And someone says, that's really strange, Brother Roth, that you say that. That we're saved by the Holy Ghost. Many people neglect their salvation because they don't allow the Holy Ghost to get into working in their life and the Holy Spirit to minister to them. You got to let the doctor get to the patient every now and then. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ by grace. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Are you saved? How many are glad that those supernatural grace came and pulled you out? Amen. And have raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. By grace are you saved. And many people miss the flow of God and the grace of God. Anybody ever been in a meeting where just the anointing was so strong and the grace of God was so powerful in the room and people miss it? And there was their salvation right then. That was just enough to get them over the edge right now. If they would have just gotten that wave, it would have been all right. Well, what do you want? No, I want a phone call. I want these right now. You need a grace from God. It's by grace. And where's grace made available? In the place of worship. In the place of praise among the saints. Somebody say amen. Where you can catch a wave. By grace are you saved through faith. Hallelujah. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Don't take this grace, this anointing of the Holy Ghost for granted. He doesn't have to do it. When we see the Holy Ghost move through here and we're all laughing in the Holy Ghost, we're all enjoying God and we can barely stand up, he doesn't have to do it. It's a gift and it's a grace. He's not doing it everywhere. We can't conjure it up. If I say five boomagoogoos and seven nagadagas and all this other stuff and dance around for 7 hours, there'll be a grace in the building. You can't control that. That's as the Holy Ghost wills. You're going to need a grace. You're going to need a grace of the Holy Ghost. Go without one for a while, then you'll learn to appreciate them. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should work. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Somebody say hallelujah. Titus chapter 3, verse 4. Titus chapter 3, verse 4. We're talking about being saved by the Holy Ghost. After that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Oh, y'all just pray in the Holy Ghost. Y'all just pray in the Holy Ghost right there. Just pray just for a moment right there. Come on. Jesse, Jerry, just stand up boldly and pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen, brother. Let the men stand up and pray boldly in the Holy Ghost right there. Hallelujah. 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 Titus chapter 3, verse 4. But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. How did he save us? By the washing of regeneration and the renewing. Somebody say, and the renewing. Of the Holy Ghost. So you are saved by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. You're saved by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. There's some crud some people are trapped in that only the renewing of the Holy Ghost can save them from. And there are certain people that will never be saved from. There are certain things that only Holy Ghost renewal can deliver them from. Somebody say, renewing of the Holy Ghost saves us. Somebody say, hallelujah. God's trying to save somebody. When you allow the Holy Ghost to move and the Holy Ghost to do what he wants to do, he'll renew it. Somebody say, glory to God. There are, the Bible says it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that breaks the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Glory to God. I tell you what, this precious one over here is going for God with all of his heart. That's an example. That's an example of what the anointing of the Holy Ghost can do. She was saved by the renewing power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So there are certain people that they can, you know, that's what's going to change them. That's what's going to move in them. Somebody say renewal of the Holy Ghost will save them in certain areas of their life. Hallelujah. You got to dunk them in. Get them in the meeting way beyond them. Somebody say, I'm going to dunk you. Amen. I'm going to submerge you in the presence of the God. Amen. And the renewal of the Holy Ghost. Just let the Holy Ghost roam around people. Just keep them in the building. They used to say in church a long time, they used to lock the door when the Holy Ghost got moving. Amen. Because the devils would get all nervous. They'd get all mad. They'd be ready to run and do all this other. But they would lock the door so they couldn't get out. They said they can just sit under the presence of the Holy Ghost. They'll be saved. Glory to God. Devils will come out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Infirmities will break off from people. Glory to God. Rebellious spirits will melt into the presence of what God wants them to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what the Holy Ghost will do. It'll save you. Amen. Some people need a double dose of the Holy Ghost. They need to just get in a meeting where the Holy Ghost is moving. Hallelujah. Duct tape their mouth and tape them to the floor or something. Amen. The Holy Ghost will work it out. Somebody say amen. If they can sit there long enough, it'll get them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, we are saved by the renewing power of the Holy Ghost. Regeneration of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There are certain things you'll only be saved with as you let the Holy Ghost renew your mind concerning that thing. Pray in the Holy Ghost for 3 minutes. I'm done. Hallelujah. Just stand up right where you are and boldly proclaim it. What do you got there? Hallelujah. I like that one. What is it? Hallelujah. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke. Woohoo! Them sharply that they made me sound. Oh my God, let me see this. Glory to God. See, people don't like to hear this. This boy gets some rough scriptures. Hallelujah. I tell you what. Where was that? Here. Listen, Titus chapter 1. Go there. I like this. Listen. Hallelujah. Titus chapter 1 verse 13. This witness is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply. Somebody say, glory to God. Rebuke them sharply that they may be what? Sound in the faith. Glory to God. Some people just need a good old Holy Ghost rebuke. Amen. That they might be sound in the faith. Somebody say, you won't be sound in the faith until you get a good rebuke from the Holy Ghost every now and then. Amen. There are too many flaky ones in the faith. Amen. But God doesn't want you flaky in the faith. Amen. He wants you sound in the faith. And they expect somebody to come and hug them on the neck. No, I got a word from the Holy Ghost for you. You better get your stuff together in Jesus' name. Amen. Nothing but a good old rebuke to get you sound in the faith. Somebody say, thank God for the rebuke of the Holy Ghost that causes us to be sound in the faith and not weak in our head. Ha! 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 Glory to God. He's a good God. Yanaboshala. All by himself. I'm about to get saved in here tonight. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. He will deliver you. He will deliver you. He will deliver you. He will deliver you. He'll save you. Don't neglect that salvation. Stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Randa. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. Go on, brother. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go on and bless him. Go on and bless his name. Y'all better catch that wave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I dare you to get up and praise him. Hallelujah. Go on, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Yow! Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, God's about to save some people from some stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. How many are glad you're saved? Glory to God. How many are glad you're saved? Yeah, go for it. Don't let her praise God by herself. Yeah. Girl, you better praise him. Give him praise. Glory to God. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Ha. My. Good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's getting better. It's getting better. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Randa da 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 si popopatisha la mahamba. Yes, be blessed. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Da 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 da. God's gonna do it. God's gonna do it. Glory to God. Somebody say, you just declare that salvation over that situation. Hallelujah. Shout about it. Glory to God. Shout about it. Glory to God. The devil's a liar. God is exalted. The devil can't do anything to you. Shout about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ramanudala baba ha shika mahovala baha ha ha ha. Sambaludika shambra dadalabaha. Rande didulubabasama. Calling into what the devil's trying to do. Hallelujah. Stop him in his tracks with a line of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! I wish I had some of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I dare just somebody to tell the devil no. Hallelujah. You have that power. You have that ability. You just say no in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. She wants you to marry her. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woohoo! My God. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Rana no boba da shikara mana hover at singana ha. Bringing it in the Niamana Anjiga, the boom of the Hassan ha. Rendido la babara halala shikara halala, where she get a hey. Brasatata before she get a hana ha. Hallelujah. Woo! Girl, I just dare you to scream. Glory to God. Praise him. Glory to God. He did it. 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 He did it all by himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Watch me praise him. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. Don't, I'm not, brother, I'm keeping my distance. Glory to God. I'm keeping my distance. Glory to God. Something just broke. I believe that something just broke out of the heavenlies on your behalf. Glory to God. Ooh-hoo. Hallelujah. Ooh-hoo. Hallelujah. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Somebody say, don't let the devil. Say, don't let the devil. Don't let the devil. Don't let the devil. Steal your joy. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil steal your joy, mama. How? Glory to God. Don't let the devil steal your joy. In the name of Jesus, you're a victor and God's doing something good. Thank you, Jesus. You won. Hallelujah. You won. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you going to prosper. Hallelujah. Not one weapon formed against you is able to prosper. Glory to God. Somebody just lost some money, but hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just about finished, brother. What do you say? You ready to go for it? Amen. You ready to go? You just got to pray in tongues or do something or have a fit or anything. Amen. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Another one will do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Jiniginiganaga. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love that joy. Hallelujah. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory. Full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, bless Jesus. Blessed be the name of God Almighty. Did y'all enjoy tonight? How y'all doing? How many of you feel saved? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. God is able, isn't he? God is able. Hallelujah. God is able, isn't he? God is able, isn't he? Hallelujah. God is able, isn't he? God is able, isn't he? God is able. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Sister Mary, you want to come up and receive tonight's offering? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What, you got your own microphone in that bag or something? Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Don't let me quench the spirit of the Holy Ghost. He still flows in offerings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. She's looking for a microphone or something, I guess. You going to preach real loud when you do it? Hallelujah. Yeah, just growl a little bit. Say, I command you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to hear you in the microphone. God, speak a blessing over him. Speak a blessing over him. Ooh, that one was anointed.
Heavenly Father, we just bless this offering tonight. We bless everyone as they give tonight. And those that cannot give, we bless them too. We just pray that this blessing would be multiplied many, many times over. Hundreds of times over,
yes.
Lord Jesus. We just pray that everyone will be praying about the special offering that's coming up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We pray for this and pray for the offering tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for
Hallelujah.
This church. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father God.
Well, just go on up and be blessed. Put on some good music. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Put on that rock and roll song they want. Hallelujah. It is so good to see everybody tonight. Glory to God. We get to have church Wednesday night. Glory to God. And I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Who wants to give us some good music back there? Here you go, son.